North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good today.
When I'm looking through the fog, peering through the mist, find me at the edges of these settlements.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. This is the fourth anniversary edition of The Mark White Show, and I'm glad and thankful for all those who have followed The Mark White Show throughout the 4 years that the show has been in existence. I'm very glad to reintroduce my guest, Jake Jeanson, who's been on the show before from the Riverside. I know he's got exciting news as he is celebrating being a father now for 6 months, and I know Lorian is excited as well as they continue making music. Jake reached out to me the other day, and they have a new song called Settlements, and they have the official video on YouTube, and he shared that with me, and I really enjoyed that, Jake. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Jake Jeanson.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Big fan of The Mark White Show, big fan of Mark White, so it only makes sense that I'd be happy to be on the show, so thank you.
Well, tell us about fatherhood, my friend. 6 months in, how's it going?
Oh, man, I feel like I'm just falling more in love with being a dad. And there's certain scary parts. For example, like my wife isn't doing music stuff. She has a side job working X-rays at a hospital. So when we're back from a tour, she'll do some X-ray work, and sometimes she works like a couple days in a row. And I was kind of nervous because it was just going to be me and my 6-month-old son for like 3 days. Basically, means I'm on the bottle warmer and basically taking care of him full time, and I was a little scared, to be honest. But then the first day I was nervous and I was kind of frustrated because I feel like men are just not as equipped to like take care of the baby's immediate needs, if you know what I mean. And just like, yeah. So it was like a little bit of a learning curve, but then after, at the end of like the three days of just being me and him, it was just, he was just like, I was just constantly holding him, constantly taking care of him, going through all the crying and everything. But kind of at the end of the 3 days, I felt really bonded with him, like a new bond. And I take him on lots of walks in the stroller, and he's just at the age where he just wants to look around and just experience things. Like, you know, I'll have him sitting up in his chair, like in the house, but he'll just start crying. And feels like the only way I was able to settle him down was just put him in the stroller and walk him around our little town, our little beach town. And we met the neighbors on Halloween. It was kind of fun. And I don't know, I guess long story short is just, I really, really love my little boy. It's funny, he'll some 8 a.m. every morning, he'll like wake up and he'll roll over to his tummy, and he starts like slapping my arm to try to wake me up. And I'll take off my eye mask, and he'll just be smiling at me. And it's like, he's only 6 months old. It's just kind of wild that he's already kind of doing that. And kind of, I don't know, I think he thinks I'm his dad, which is cool. I love it. And I don't know, there's just little moments like that where I'm kind of just experiencing the joy of being a dad.
My daughter was born in 2013. I was a police officer at the time, and with it being winter time, I didn't want to bring in different viruses and things of that nature into the home. And so I had the good fortune to be able to take off for 11 weeks while Cora was growing. And during that 11 weeks, I was able to, as you talked about, acclimate myself to having a child and learning some new things about how to take care of a child. And I really felt secure after that experience to be able to move forward. And Cora, she's nearly 8 years old now. She'll be 8 next month. And the time just goes by, my friend. So you just enjoy it as much as you can. And those moments you'll always cherish as the child grows and you start to watch them make these milestones and they have these successes. I was looking at Cora's report card yesterday, and she's just really a smart little girl. And I'm just proud to be her father, just like you are proud to have a son.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, is that I know he's not going to be like this forever. And sometimes I feel like that fact has just changed me, in a sense that where, like, instead of being on my computer more or like focused, giving my attention to other things, it's kind of just like, I have this like feeling, I don't know if it's from the Lord or just kind of like, just this feeling of just like, look, man, this kid loves you and needs you, and you only have this time to invest in him. And it just kind of changed my thoughts and just kind of put the right priorities in order and stuff, you know? And so I'm grateful for that. So I'm really grateful to God for and having my son use my son to draw me back to the Lord. When I look at my son, I kind of get this little taste of maybe how God feels about me, just knowing that, man, I love my son so much, and I want to take care of him, and I get discouraged sometimes of just wondering about my standing before God. You know, even when believing in the Bible has a verse that says, you know, a sparrow is, you know, only sold for a couple pennies, but you know, God takes care of the sparrows. How much more would he take care of me, a person he created and formed in my mother's womb? Flowers of the field, and they have so much beauty and color, and yet, like, the richest man in the world isn't as clothed as beautifully as the flowers are. I guess I'm just getting a taste of fatherhood in the sense of, man, I really hope God loves me like he loves my, like, not that I love my son perfectly, because I know I don't, but I just mean, like, a perfect God, you know. I guess I'm just kind of getting a taste of God's glory, I guess, through fatherhood right now.
I understand, buddy. And it's great to be able to share that message with others, because I know that there are new parents out there, there are expecting parents out there, and I want them to also experience the joys and the sacrifice of having a child, that responsibility that goes with it. But there are a lot of rewards with that, and you're expressing that in your message today, and I appreciate that. Jake, I think it's time for us to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk some more about the Riverside. We're going to talk about maybe plans moving forward, some locations where you're going to be. We'll talk some more about this music, okay?
Sounds good.
Excellent.
I'll be late.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us as I talk to Jake Jensen with The Riverside. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Me and my babe are getting married soon. Head down by the river on the 7th of June. Well, I'm just a talker, she's a regular walker. In Appalachia on the run.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad to have this guest on the line with me right now. It's Mr. Jake Jensen with The Riverside. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Jake.
Thank you. I've been eagerly waiting to get back from the commercial break. So
excellent. When we talk about your band, The Riverside, it's considered a traditional, melodic, and harmony-driven folk string band, and you're from Southern California, and it was started by you and your wife, Lorian. Tell us what's happening lately with The Riverside.
We're we did about 100, and we had a baby this year, so it was a little different, but we still played over 100 shows throughout the country. We're actually on a Southwest tour right now. We just left yesterday. We're playing Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. And, yeah, we're kind of just finishing up this album cycle of our album, Through Frontiers and Unlit Minds. But we just released an official music video for one of the songs on the album, probably one of my favorite songs on the album, which is called Settlements. It's just a video that kind of goes into kind of what's being portrayed in the video. Well, I think one, art is, you can take whatever you want from art, you know, but for me, I think the video is about anger and how our anger, when we build up these walls of anger around our heart, at least for me in my life, there's just certain things that I just had to ask God to reach into my heart and change, because it just, I wasn't seeing any progress or ground being broken on my anger and my swells of emotions and how that would affect my wife and my friends, even in the band, just being around me when I get stressed out and different things like that. And yeah, I just think that there's certain things in our hearts, which are stony, rocky hearts, that we have to call out to God to change. And that's what kind of this song is about, of just realizing that God doesn't want me to be this angry, you know, emotional being. The Bible talks about us having a heart of stone. But when we call out to God and put our hope and trust in Jesus and ask him to change us, he promised to give us a heart of flesh that actually wants to follow God's statutes, not out of a sense of like, I want to do this so God will love me, but of a sense of like, wow, God is so good to me, and I just want to, you know, do what he says, and I want to love him. And I think for me, this song is about kind of surrendering my anger and my big swells of emotion that hurt my friends and my family, and just saying, God, I want to be different. So please come, please tear down these walls that I know that you want to. Please just take these walls, that these settlements that I've built, move me out of them, you know. And this song is, I think, just a small dose of my own honest story about sanctification through anger and what God's doing in my heart and stuff. And yeah, I hope that it kind of explains it.
No, it does. And we had talked before the summer, and you had great plans to travel through the summer, and you stated some of the locations you were going to, and I know that you're still on tour. So where are you headed right now, Jake?
We are headed to, well, tonight, last night we played a show in San Juan Capistrano, a beach town in California, and tonight we have a show in Long Beach, California. But right after this show, we're going to go stay with my family in Riverside, California, and then we head to Arizona for about 6 days. We're playing shows in like Scottsdale, Arizona, Flagstaff, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, all kind of different towns. And then we make our way to New Mexico and then Texas for about a week and a half. Going to play Fort Worth, Abilene, Houston, Dallas, just all kind of the major cities. Then we head our way back and play a couple shows on the way back. And that concludes our touring season for 2021.
Very cool. I'm excited for you guys. And I know that as Lorian is busy being a mother, you're on tour. You both have a lot going on. And I continue to wish you all the best, Jake, moving forward. And I want to make sure that listeners know how to connect with the Riverside.
Okay. Well, I think an easy way to do that is since I talked about the YouTube video, you know, we're on YouTube. You can subscribe to us there, and you can see some of our, if you just search The Riverside in YouTube, you'll find that we have lots of live videos of us playing. You can actually see what we sound like live, but we also have these kind of videos where it's actually more artistic and, you know, has more of a story, kind of like an official type of music video sort of thing. But then we're also on Spotify and Apple Music, kind of all the different music platforms you can listen to or stream music. You just search The Riverside, you'll find us. And then also on Instagram and Facebook, we're there. Those are our two social media platforms where we post pictures and news announcements. And we're just at The Riverside Folk. So The Riverside and then Folk, which is the type of music we play.
Jake, it's been a real pleasure to have you again here on the Mark White Show. I appreciate you, appreciate Lorian and the group. You're always welcome here on the Mark White Show.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited, always excited to see your text saying, hey, come back on the show. So I jump on it in a heartbeat. So thank you.
And here we are, the fourth anniversary of the Mark White Show. So it's a special day for this show. And I want to say that I appreciate all the people who followed the Mark White Show, many listeners who have jumped on board over the years. I appreciate you. I appreciate the work that you're doing to try to help make a difference in your communities. And that's what we're here for. And folks, I hope that you will share the show with your family, your friends, your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to a fourth anniversary edition of The Mark White Show with Jake Jensen of the Riverside. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.